When we have a beautiful text like this, which is a mystery is an aspect of God's plan that has been revealed. And now, this is the second of the luminous mysteries. A mystery is an act of God that takes place in human dimensions. So if we looked at this text at just one level, it took place in Cana. Well, here Bet Cana is a town about 9 miles north of Nazareth. The Cana that Jesus and Mary were at is in ruins. There's another one near it now, but here Bet Cana is in ruins. So Our Lady walked there, of course, and she was invited. The text seems to imply so was Jesus and then also his disciples, because his mother was invited. When they were there, the wine ran out. Well, you know, I've been to these kind of weddings. They don't last a few hours, the reception. They last days. And people go home and get some sleep, but there's always somebody singing and dancing and drinking. So it's hard for us to realize. It would be embarrassing in any culture, but in this culture, for the relatives of the bridegroom to run out of wine would be an unforgettable humiliation. And Mary was sensitive to that. And so she said to Jesus, "They're out of wine." And we'll come back to our Lord's response, because it probably is not exactly the way it's usually translated. And we'll be back to that. Then Jesus says, "Fill up these water jars to the top, purification jars, and I'll take it out and let the head waiter taste it." And when he did, it was wine, and it was the best wine that there had been at the whole party. And so he made that remark to the head waiter. And John concludes, this was the first of the signs that Jesus worked. And it was in Cana in Galilee, and his disciples began to believe in him. And that's sort of the surface event. It's as though some of you have heard me tell this example. You can tell it for me, but I'm going to tell it again anyway. Suppose we're at a wedding party. And I say to you, "Did you see that? Smith walked across this whole room, went over there, and shook hands with Jones. And Jones took Smith's hand in both of his own and smiled and shook it." And you say, "Okay, that's nice." I say, "Smith and Jones have been enemies for 12 years. In other words, there's an inner dimension, as there is to any human event. Because you see, we're not just agents, we're subjects. We're conscious, you know, persons. And what we do comes from the depth of our being. Now, when the depth of the being is divine, that's a theandric act. That's an act of God and man at the same time. And so John is trying to tell us now something of the deep meaning of this theandric act. And so he picks his words very carefully. Now most of them are redolent and allusive to those who know the tradition. And so we're going to try to catch up to them a bit by looking at this text and praying. Because you see, the point is to be touched by this reality, to have your spirit changed as a result of hearing this mysterion proclaimed today. The church, we're just beginning regular season, and so we have this event which puts its stamp on everything else. This is the way Jesus cares for people. He's at a wedding. He likes weddings. He gives parables about weddings. And now he's going to perform this act of kindness, but which is fraught with great meaning, and he's making a declaration. Now, we've already heard Mary went to him and said, "They're out of wine." And literally, it's a Semitic phrase. It means, "What to me and to you?" And then he addresses her as woman. "What is this to me and you, woman?" Nobody in that culture ever refers to his mother as woman. You can find times in the gospel, the woman at the well in Samaria, where Jesus will speak to a woman as a woman, but never to a mother. No one ever does that. Why? So if we're in a Semitic culture, we're already alert. What is he saying? Woman, she shall be called woman because she is taken from man. This is Eve. Woman, what is this to me? That makes him Adam. Something is going to happen here that's going to redo creation. The only other time that Mary appears in John's Gospel is at the cross. And again, he addresses her as a woman. Now, the woman's name in Genesis is Hava, Eve. And it means the mother of all the living. Jesus is saying, from now on, you are the mother of all the living. You are the mother of all the disciples at the cross. Here, he's saying, Mother, today starts a new dimension of our life. From now on, I am Adam and you are Eve, and we must begin a new creation. And that's why there's another way to translate this line, has not my hour already come? How do they put it here? I'm sorry. My hour has not yet come. Yeah. The other way is the question. Has not my hour already come? Now it's here. This is my first public act. And so I'm glad you're concerned about the wine, and I will take care of that. But you and I are on a different plane. This is why at the end John calls this the beginning of his signs. It's the declaration of who he is. And so, as you heard the story then, they fill the water jars and the wine is distributed. Bridegroom, the head waiter, tastes it, and it's the best wine. Now comes the best wine. Because the new Adam, you see, has just declared to the new Eve that there's a new relationship. And the first thing she does as a disciple is go to the waiters and say, do whatever he tells you. Which is covenant language. All that the Lord has said, we will do. We wish we had time. Almost every line in this is fraught with this sort of... And I'm trying to help you understand that we cannot read these things on a superficial level. And we need the Holy Spirit to help us grasp this. St. Augustine, who didn't know a lot of the history that's being alluded to here, was a mystic, of course. So his last line of comment is, now the gospel is available. The new wine is the good news. It's the new covenant. And so you see, while the first reading tells us about God's love and affection for us, that he rejoices over his people, that's us, like a bridegroom over a bride. He has deep love for us. And at this wedding, he declares that in his Son, Jesus Christ, but he also illustrates it. Now we have the new wine of the new covenant, which will finally be sealed in his blood, which we drink as wine. And so, we're being initiated in, led into an understanding of this event. What we have to do now is let the Holy Spirit impress all of this on our spirit and be in awe that the Son of God, at a little country wedding, inaugurated his ministry of salvation to the whole world, the new Adam. And by his side is the new Eve. And they will complete this work at the cross, where the new Eve will be given the role of the mother of all the living. Behold your son. which is the church. I hope that we get a chance, you know, you and I both, tonight, to meditate on this and ask the Lord to open it up for us. Only the Holy Spirit can open this up so that you see, feel, hear Jesus inaugurating this new era of salvation, which we still enjoy. And the power of it, you see, when it's proclaimed at the liturgy, is, as St. Leo once said, all that Jesus taught and did is now present to us in power at the liturgy. And so we should pray now. We'll take a moment, maybe in silence before we go on, and let the Lord impress on your heart the meaning of this event, which was just mediated to us by the Word of God.